Welcome to the ULM Forum on KEDM Public Radio. I'm Jay Curtis. The Kidded Degree Speech and Hearing Center offers an example of a partnership that benefits both students learning about speech pathology and the community, which has access to a quality clinic for speech and hearing difficulties. Joining me are Dr. Johanna Boat, the head of speech-language pathology here at the University of Louisiana at Monroe, and Sarah Hayes, the clinical coordinator at the Kidded Degree Speech and Hearing Center. Sarah Hayes, how does the center really serve both the students and the community?
Well, we have two purposes. And one is that we help our graduate students in speech-language pathology achieve all of the parts necessary for the master's degree, one of those being clinical clock hours or practical experience serving people with a variety of communication disorders. The other side is that we offer community services to anyone in the region, really, who would like help with communication and or swallowing problems.
Joanna Boat, students actually get practice. It is a lab, per se, for the graduate program.
It is a lab. Students not only have the coursework experience that they need in order to complete the degree requirements for the master's, but it is a clinical master's program. And so in addition to that academic coursework, they use the Kidded Degree Center as well as the Scottish Rite Center in order to obtain 140 clinical clock hours before they go off and do internships in both the schools and the hospitals.
What do you see of the growth of the students over that 140 hours of them learning to work with patients?
Well, initially, they are beginners. The only clinical experience that they have is through the undergraduate, where they observe for 25 hours. They've observed, but they've never actually done the clinical work themselves. So they are new and fresh when they first begin that first semester. We label them as entry-level clinicians at that point. Their next semester, we categorize them as primary-level clinicians. We expect more from them, a little bit more independence. As they get toward the end of their on-campus placement at the Kidded Degree Center, we categorize them as intermediate-level clinicians. And at that point, we expect a much greater level of independence as they're beginning to be ready to go out into the real world, into their internship experiences.
Sarah Hayes, let's talk about the clinic itself. It's not designed to replace the work of speech-language pathologists who are practicing in the area, but really in a way to supplement that.
That's right. We don't want to take anyone else's business away, but there are a lot of people who, for example, if we take an adult and or geriatric population, people who have had neurological problems such as a stroke or a head injury, something of that nature, they can receive speech therapy through their insurance or through Medicare, but at some point that usually those benefits stop. And sometimes those benefits stop before a patient or a client has reached their full potential or a place where they feel that they can function. And at that point, that's where we like to step in and supplement what they are receiving from the private practitioners in the area. Additionally, there's a population of school-age children who are not, quote-unquote, severe enough to receive services through the public schools. We also serve those individuals because we don't have to meet any certain requirements by the state as to who we offer services to and who we do not.
But at the same time, they're still getting the same level of care that they would be getting at a private practice because the students who are being supervised by faculty.
That's right. Students are always supervised by a fully licensed. We have a state licensing board and we have a national certifying agency. So the students are always directly supervised, a minimum of 25%, usually more than that, for all of the work that they do whenever they're working hands-on, one-on-one with another individual.
And I guess the next question that many people would think about would be the cost, the fee structure for something like that.
We have a sliding fee scale that we use. No one ever pays more than $10 per hour for therapy. That's the most anyone ever pays. And the sliding fee scale allows us to reduce hourly payments to $5 an hour, $2.50 per hour, and under extreme cases, I can get Dr. Boat to waive all fees for us.
And I also understand that as you serve a lot of the school-age population, that the hours the clinic get very crowded during after-school hours, and you're maybe looking for people who have some availability during other parts of the day.
Yes, we constantly get calls for people who want to come in from 4 to 5 or 5 to 6, and those spots are literally just bursting at the seams, and we cannot take any more people at those hours. But if there are people who are willing and or able to come in between the hours of 11 and 2, then we certainly can meet the needs of those individuals, whether they are adults, older individuals, or children who are not yet in kindergarten, or children who are homeschooled, for instance.
And very quickly, what are some of the most common reasons that somebody gives you a call, or the most common reasons someone should call the center?
People call whenever they perceive that there is something about their communication that they would like to improve, or maybe a physician gives them a referral, or a teacher suggests something, or they mainly hear by word of mouth. We have an awful lot of word of mouth referrals. We don't really have an active marketing program at this point. So people call whenever they hear from someone else that they had a positive, successful experience in the center, and they're concerned about someone they love, and therefore they give us a call.
Joanna Boat, what's the value of having a clinic like this here on the ULM campus for students and for the community?
Really, the Kitty Degree Center is invaluable to our program and to the university in that it allows us to provide a really high quality level of instruction to our students. We are required to provide 25% supervision. But having the on-campus clinic and supervisors dedicated to supervising clinical master's students allows us to provide not only that certain quantity of supervision, but a very high quality of supervision as well. And really, that can't be done anywhere else other than an on-campus lab-type experience as the Kitty Degree Center provides.
You can find more information, of course, at the Kitty Degree Speech and Hearing Center by calling 342-1395. Dr. Joanna Boat is the head of speech-language pathology here at the University of Louisiana at Monroe, and Sarah Hayes is the clinical coordinator of the Kitty Degree Speech and Hearing Center. Ladies, thank you both so much for talking with us today.
Thanks so much.